Nursing homes have been slow to roll out COVID-19 vaccines, but federal pharmacy and nursing home officials said they are on track to finish the job before the end of the month. More from Karen Weintraub, health reporter at USA Today. Karen, what are you hearing?
So only about 16% of the vaccines that have been distributed to nursing homes have made it into arms so far. And obviously, this is the most vulnerable population, and so we want them vaccinated as quickly as possible. They were the top, tied for the top priority on the government's list of people who should get vaccinated because they're so vulnerable. And yet it's taking, it's really just a slower process than we had all hoped, I think.
Mm. All right, so when we talk about arms in these facilities, are we talking about staff and residents?
Yes. Right. So obviously the residents generally aren't going out much. They're often very sick, but the staff come and go. They can bring the virus in. They can bring it home to their own families. So yes, it's very important to vaccinate both the staff and the residents.
Got it. All right. So why so slow in some parts?
This is a difficult vaccine to administer in a sense. So if I had a parent in a nursing home, they would have to, and who wasn't capable of saying, yes, I want to be vaccinated, the nursing home would have to contact me. I would have to sign a waiver.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long process of consent. And then once two drugstore chains have been hired by the federal government to distribute this vaccine, CVS and Walgreens. And they say that they plan to administer the first shots of this vaccine by the end of January. So that'll be about a month after they began. So it just, you know, and there are, I think, 13,000 nursing homes, somewhere between 13,000 and 15,000 nursing homes across the country. So it's a lot of places and a lot of vaccine.
Yeah. Are some spots doing better than others? Like, does location matter?
A little less so than with the vaccine overall to the general public, but yes, it does. Certainly, some rural areas are having a harder time getting access to the vaccine. But the pharmacies have said that they are reaching out to every nursing home in the country.
We're speaking with Karen Weintraub, health reporter at USA Today. Her story is called "Health Officials Hope to Speed Up COVID-19 Vaccine Administration at nursing homes." What about vaccine confidence? You mentioned that in your story, too, among some staffers here.
Right. So we haven't seen a big problem among residents that usually, again, the family members are acquiescing for vaccination. It does vary. That does vary tremendously by nursing homes. Some nursing homes where the staff is very enthusiastic about vaccine, 80-90% of them are getting vaccinated. Other nursing homes, there's more hesitancy, and, you know, peer-to-peer influence can go both ways here.
So ultimately, I guess, can things be sped up to the satisfaction of some health experts?
Probably not dramatically at this point. I mean, they are, it's chipping away, I would say, at it more than a dramatic speed up. The vaccines are getting out there. The large chains say that they're on target. The pharmacy chains say they're on target. But if it's your parent or grandparent or whatever in the nursing home, or spouse, it's certainly an anxious time.
Sure. Explain a little bit of that too, the CVS and Walgreens angle that you mentioned.
Right. So they are have contracted with the federal government to distribute this vaccine. I should also say that the vaccine comes in two doses. And so you need basically 2 weeks after the second dose to be fully protected. So the companies have said that they will vaccinate everyone they can by the end of January for the first shot. But then they'll have to go back a second time for a second shot. They're contractually required to go three times, first shot, the second time to give the booster shots to the people who got it the first time, the third time, and then anybody who they missed the third time to catch up anybody they missed the second time. The problem is that, as you may know, in nursing homes, the staff and the residents turn over pretty much on a daily basis. There's somebody coming and going.
Oh.
And so it's not clear what's going to happen to those people who come after the end of January, who missed that first or second round of shots, both staff and residents. That's yet to be determined.
Wow. There was one official in your story, too, said there was concern about some side effects of the vaccine might require staff members to take time off. Has that been a thing?
So there was a lot of concern when the vaccine first came out that side effects would be a problem. So hospitals, for instance, have not been vaccinating their entire emergency room staff at the same time because they don't want everybody feeling lousy at the same time. Generally, the first shot, your side effects are not as significant. they're more significant the second time. So that may be more of a problem after the second shots. It has not seemed to have been a big problem after this first round.
Thanks, Karen. Karen Weintraub, health reporter at USA Today.